MTC's Tamba Advance just got a whole lot better. Now you can get data bundles in advance and simply repay the next time you top up. Because sometimes airtime isn't really what you need, it's data. And there's more. If you're just short of the amount required to buy a data bundle, the new bundle completion feature has got your back. This new feature will allow you to use your Tamba loan to add to your data bundle purchase. It's double the convenience with MTC's new data and bundle completion features. Simply dial *682# and follow the prompts to let Tamba Advance take you further. T's and C's apply. MTC, make the connection.
We just had to pay the bills, but before we start off with our business segment right here on the Midday News Bulletin, we will just finish the conversation on the second-hand clothing sales. And that was my colleague Hertha having a conversation with the second-hand clothing retailers, or rather say business runners. And we'll just get back into that conversation and we'll be right back.
$10. Mm-hmm. The clothes that even can't afford $30, you can't even make it $30 because it's too old.
Mm-hmm.
You can only afford to sell it $5. Okay. So, you buy a bell for $2,100.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And maybe you pay a taxi for $1,700. Like that, that bell. Sorry, 3,700.
Mm-hmm.
And you found only 78 items, 78 pieces. And it cost you $5 because they are too odd.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, will you make a profit? Always, it's no profit, but it's a big loss.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us who have, especially me, Lucia Collection, I have 10 employees.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also paying rent.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, like this, will I afford to pay my employees salary? Government tell us that we must meet them halfway. Yes, we are trying to meet the government's halfway. But for now, government really make it tough for us. They don't want us to struggle to meet them halfway.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they have something for us. Because like that, they wanted to close the market.
Mm-hmm.
They chase us out in the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they don't want us to meet them halfway. Maybe they wanted us to sit home. And their employee that we was employing, maybe they wanted them to go in the street.
Mm-hmm.
They want to go out to lob people. They wanted them to go and steal. And they end up killed. And they end up in jail. That's what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. Loss and liberation. We have to pay. But they must just reduce the formula or whatever the percentage of second-hand goods. This is second-hand. It's not new clothes. It's second-hand.
Mm-hmm. So,
we really wanted to pay the tax, but this is too much.
And that is what we are getting right there on the second-hand goods. Now, the Namibia National Farmers Union has suspended its president, Jason Mvula, pending investigation. His suspension comes into effect as of 24 of last month. And in a letter by NFU, the union reveals that the union's treasurer has taken over as the acting president. In the meantime, Mvula is not permitted to act in the representation of NNFU, but there are divergent views on whether the suspension meets the requirements of the NFU constitution. NNFU was established in June 1992 to serve as a mouthpiece of all Namibian communal and emerging commercial farmers. This NNFU is a federation of farmers' unions with the objection of increasing food production for household security, enhanced marketing of farming products to increase household income, increase participation and recognition of women in farming, contribute to environmental protection, and promote sustainable utilization of natural resources. However, the letter does not indicate or is unclear as to why Mvula was suspended. When you did reach out to the union, they stated that they could not comment on the matter for now. And when we also reached out to Mvula, his phone went unanswered. Now, FNB Collect a Frame Initiative donates 1,400 pairs of glasses to the Namibia Optometric Association for the underprivileged poor sighted. Now, as part of enhancing nationhood and building a sense of national pride in all Namibian citizens, the Ministry of Information Communication Technology, MICT, partnered with the National Youth Service, NYS, to carry out a three-day training for over 400 recruits on nationhood and national pride principles. The Nationhood and National Pride program aims to inspire Namibia to be a patriotic and respectful to realize an unfined and prosperous nation. The NYS executive Eliana Shandi speaks on this.
You know, in this different background, then we thought of saying there is a Ministry of Information and Communication that is running the campaign of Namibia My Pride, Namibia My Country, and We realize that actually you are the best fit to come and explain to the same people the importance of being patriotic to your country and loyal to your country, and the importance of understanding the nationhood and nation pride.
And that is what we are getting from the Manhood campaign. And this is in partnership with MICT as well as NYS. Now, UNAM is currently holding its cultural festival. I have my colleague Anakleta who brings us this report.
My name is Anakleta Ikera Igala from Rundu. The University of Namibia Rundu campus today held their cultural festival event at the Rundu campus under the theme of Embarrassing 30 Years of Cultural Diversity. With me is Mukoya Bernard, Mundinda, and Bonifacio. Can you guys just tell us how the cultural event was, and what is it that you're really finding interesting in holding a cultural event?
All right. Thank you very much. And thank you again for having us here. Speaking with Mukoya.
All right.
Just to give a brief of it, I believe this is a day that the university has set to actually remind us that we come from somewhere. Mm. As much as we come from somewhere, we must not forget where we come from. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's a day where we remember who we are, a day where we have to actually tell ourselves we still need culture regardless of how much technology want to take us away from the reality of who we are, yeah.
Right.
So that's actually the main purpose of the event.
Mm-hmm. Mundinda, I was listening to Damian Mambe, the chairperson of Regional Council in the Kavango East, when he said that culture is slowly vanishing. What do you think? Do you agree with him or you think otherwise?
Thank you very much for the wonderful question.
Mm-hmm.
I concur with the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Because Europeans have taken over.
Mm-hmm.
With a level of technology.
Mm-hmm.
And people, they are just want to copy from European lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing, and they forget where they come from, their culture, and even the people, they are not considering traditional food, they just want to eat rice and macaroni.
Mm-hmm.
So events like this one can remind us the importance of knowing our background.
Mm-hmm. Bonifacius, if you look at how we do traditional things when it comes to weddings, or maybe when we go out to overseas to dance, do we really try to keep our culture, or we demolish into things that we want to do, as Mundinda was saying, European culture?
Thank you. According to the way we are carrying out our culture now, it's like we are diverting.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, when we go for weddings, we are just trying to imitate the Europeans.
Mm-hmm.
We are
not even saying that we are proud of our culture or our ancestors or what they have left for us.
Mm-hmm.
So you will see that in most cases, mm-hmm. when you are celebrating weddings, it has no difference with the one in Europe. We are actually thinking whatsoever they are bringing in.
Mm-hmm.
Forgetting about maybe how they used to celebrate it back then. Maybe I remember when I was still young, we would actually sit on something that is handmade, and then they perform their things. Mm-hmm. But now it's more on instruments and other stuff
mm-hmm.
that makes it very different from our culture, the previous one.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at all the performances that was performed here at the university, and you guys being at a tertiary education, do you feel ashamed to wear your cultural attire, or you are just good to go ahead with it?
We actually it has to come in different contexts.
Mm-hmm.
We actually don't feel ashamed,
mm-hmm.
but we feel it's just the modernity that is pushing us. But however, we can make a change of it. That's why we are pushing. Like, we are always trying to have a cultural festival,
mm-hmm.
different festival that can make us remember or embrace our culture as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think as Namibians we still believe into cultural things, or we have just lost it completely?
We have actually lost it completely,
mm.
since we have parents and we have some people who are still interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the people that are pushing us.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are some of us
mm-hmm.
that we actually lost it completely.
Mm-hmm.
Whereby you can see that this one is completely out, but yeah, it's also our obligation to push them or to make them remember that
mm-hmm.
irregardless of what we are seeing now, there's mm-hmm. somewhere where we came from. So let's keep it like that. Let's keep it that way so that we can also
mm-hmm.
show to the new generation.
All right. Mukoya, being a leader at a big institute, mm-hmm. I mean, and you see how color... how culture is being addressed throughout the learners that are surrounded by the campus. Do you feel they are still carrying on with their culture, or there are those that will say, I'll not talk to her because she's a word, I'll not talk to her because she's from this culture?
Thank you very much for the beautiful question.
Mm-hmm.
I should admit the campus that I'm leading is a campus of cultural diversity,
mm-hmm.
where we don't have tribal issues
mm-hmm.
In the campus. As students, we move together
mm-hmm.
In all terms of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
If you see, in all activities, we participate
mm-hmm.
as students. We don't have issues of, no, this one is a Bukusi, that one is a San, this one is a... And I must admit to you, I'm a mixture of Bukusi and San.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Generally, this one, some people mm-hmm. overlook, but the day you speak, the San person is the deputy president. That's when you can see that there's no actually tribal matters of the campus. And today, I was filled with so much joy,
mm-hmm.
beautiful attires, dressed by the youth.
Uh-huh.
It actually gives me hope that as Africans of the world, we still keep who we are. But
uh-huh.
the question remains, the Western culture is overtaking. We don't have issues with the Western culture, but the other thing is, how do we then merge the technology that is coming with our culture to make sure that we don't also forget our culture?
Okay.
So it's really beautiful thing with pressing into our cultural affairs. I just hope that it doesn't end there. Tomorrow, uh-huh. Some days, we must find ourselves in cultural affairs, and then we at least embrace our culture.
Thank you very much for speaking to Eagle FM on this big event.
Thank you so much.
And that is what we are getting right there from the UNAM Cultural Festival, also taking place at the main campus, as well as a report that my colleague Anacleta brought for us all the way from UNAM's campus in Rundu. 14 minutes past the hour of 2, you are listening to the business segment on Eagle FM on the midday news bulletin that is on the radar. We are going to take a short commercial break and we'll be right back.
Hello Namibia. Indirapa manate muyuni walela pay. Lela pay onkaro ompu woma futiro no kwethisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hokatovuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka go paipindi notaga dhanwa no kutuma mombepo ethimbo ojo tunjoka. Otovuru okuninga shike ko lela pay. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo torongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lela pay. Nenge utire moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya gwedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutilo goye. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goye giinima ya yoroka. Ngaashi omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomavaro, nomatumaraka gokwarukehe ngoka wahara utseithire oshigwana ashikesho mo Namibia, okuza owarapo dorandatu ni thiringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lela pay oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akaunta yoye oshari eto turamo omauthemba goye. Inda kokandjato koye kiimaliwa eto tulako oshimaliwa to udhitha shoka to pulwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo omauthemba goye hogorora kutya owahala okulongitha ehangano nenge ovendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Longekidha etumaraka joye eto thindi mpoka pashangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joye otari turwa ko Eagle FM, imba, lela pay, nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokutura ko irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inima we ko digital etomalaite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi, tudengera nena kono raketa tuimwe mbarinora ndatongoi hamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono raketa tuimwe ndatu mbari hetatu 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 ne nonora yeriari. Lela pay imo nena nena tai adhika ko App Store noko Google Play Store.
And welcome back. Now, Finance Minister Ipumbu Shimi in the National Assembly tabled financial reports by the Auditor General.
Thank you, Honorable Deputy Speaker. I lay upon the table the reports of the Auditor General on the accounts of the following. One, Government of Namibia, of the Republic of Namibia for the financial year ended 31st of March 2021. Two, Municipality of Ocho for the financial year ended 30th of June 2017, 2018, 2019, and 2020. Three, Town Council of Okahao for the financial year ended 30th of June 2019. Okahao, yes. Four, Town Council of Oshikuku, your favorite place. Honorable, your favorite place, Oshikuku.
Yes.
Town Council of Oshikuku for the financial year ended 30th of June 2019 and 2010. Yeah. Well, that's very old. Yeah, no, I think this should be a type of problem. It should be 2020.
Yeah, can you listen, please?
Village Council of Catania for the financial year ended 30th of June 2019 and 2020. Six, Fishery Observer Fund for the financial year ended 31st of March 2020 and 2021. And last but not least, Land Acquisition and Development Fund for the financial year ended 31st of March 2018, 2019, 2020, and 2021. So I so move, Honorable Deputy Speaker.
Please table the report.
Thank you.
And that is what we are getting right there. Now, exports nearly doubled in July 2022 from 12 months ago, rising by 99.6% year on year. During the same time, imports increased by 60.1% year on year. However, the value of export is still overshadowed by a rising import bill, where the trade deficit almost doubled on a monthly basis and rose by 19.6% year-on-year in July 2022. Namibia recorded a trade deficit in each year, YTD averaging a monthly trade deficit of 3.5 billion Namibian dollars. This is already larger than the average monthly trade deficit recorded during the same period, that is January to July last year. Now, a rising import bill has been driven by elevated global oil and petroleum product prices, together with weaker rand exchange rate that has driven the Namibian dollar value of imports significantly higher. It is therefore inflationary effects keeping the value of total trade in 2022 above levels seen in 2021, and oil imports account for about 18.3% of total imports on an average. Now, this is according to a Simonis Storms that was released on Wednesday. Now, all key export categories decreased on a monthly basis. That is, manufacturing decreased with 4.0%, mining with 24.8%, agriculture with 5.5%. Namibia's main export market in July 2022 included Botswana with 20.5%, South Africa with 19.8%, China with 10%, Zambia with 8.8%, and the Netherlands with 6.6%. Now, according to Simonis Storms, going forward, a deteriorating global outlook will weigh heavily on Namibia's export potential. The latest manufacturing purchasing managers in indices for Namibia's main trading partners are on a downward trend, and one of the main categories driven or driving PMIs lower is a decline in export orders, taking manufacturing PMIs closer to the critical 50 index level, which indicates contractions are more likely, and that the declining trend in Eurozone, UK, US suggests a deceleration in activity in these advanced economies. Similar domestic demand is likely to remain up, with Namibia's GDP projected to grow by a modest of 2.5% in 2020. Simonis Storm says that this is weighing on import activity. However, the effects are likely to keep the value of imports above exports for the remainder of the year, leading to further trade deficits. And that is what we are getting for our trade statistics. We will be heading into our next news item in regards to the business segment. Now, the poultry enthusiasts will now have an opportunity to appreciate the locally produced award-winning pieces that featured in the Namibia Poultry Association of Namibia's 10th National Ceremonial Biennale, whereby three walked away with prizes. And we spoke to the Poultry Association of Namibia, that is PNA, on this.
My name is Renata Williamson, and I'm the chairperson of the Potters Association of Namibia. Yeah, the Potters Association was established about 35 years ago by enthusiastic potters to bring pottery out to the people. And we've got members that can join us so they can get updates on what workshops are available and what exhibitions we are planning. And then every second year, we are holding a Biennale exhibition. Mm-hmm. We've now got our 10th national exhibition, which is currently up for display at the National Art Gallery, mm-hmm. Which actually means it's 20 years Biennale, because it only happens every second year. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to take place last year, but because of the COVID, we had to postpone 1 year. And at the Biennale, potters from all over the country, whether it's from the Zambezi up north, Lüderitz in the south, Rosh Pinah, Kitmansua, Swakopmund, Warfish Bay, everybody, member or non-member, can submit their pottery work. We've got an international and a local judge. This year we had Anthony Shapiro from Cape Town and Professor Hercules Foyun from Namibia, mm-hmm. who curated and who actually chose all the pieces that are on exhibition. only the best pieces get exhibited, and then they are up for sale to the members of the public. Mm-hmm. We've had our opening night on the 18th of August, which was a huge success, and we had very, very good sponsorships from Capricorn Private Wealth, who were our main sponsors, and we had Point Break Wealth Management, Vista Machine Tools, Cape Pottery Supplies, Potter's Mail Supply Order, and the Foot Goods Foundation, who also sponsored the prizes for the various winners in the categories.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of mm-hmm. the categories, what type of categories are set out in this?
Well, the main prize is the Premier Award, which is the best overall potter.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got three prizes for wheel work, potters making pots or pieces on a wheel,
mm-hmm.
Which is first, second, and third prize. Then we've got the hand building, potters that work with Artu Potter's wheel. And that's also first, second, third. Mm-hmm. We've got sculptors who only sculpt pieces, first, second prize, and third prize. And then we've got the promising new beginner.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the first signature awards, which are potters that have exhibited for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And there we also have three prizes. Then in total, at the opening evening, people vote for their favorite potter.
Mm-hmm.
And he then receives, or she receives, the People's Choice Award.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, with the entries, how did that work? Do they submit a form or?
We start quite well in advance, putting it out on social media for that a biennale will take place and inviting potters to start making good pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Then, that we have a form that they submit online on our website, or they can contact us and we will send it to them, which they complete.
Mm-hmm.
We also list the pieces. We've got a maximum of 7 pieces plus 2 sets of unlimited pieces. That means you can give 10 bowls or 10 sculptures or whatever, plus 2 sets, like a chess set or a tea set or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then the judges, they come and submit everything mm-hmm. on the Saturday before the opening. On the Monday, the judges get locked into the gallery mm-hmm. and they then select all the pieces that will be exhibited. And the next day, the 1 or 2 members from the committee and the judges curate the exhibition together with the National Art Gallery staff,
mm-hmm.
where we lay out everything beautifully. And then only the chairperson and one other committee member who does the printing of our catalogue know who the winners will be.
Mm-hmm.
The judges don't know who the persons are who submit work. All the names are covered up. They only see the work and they don't know who's actually produced it.
Yes, and now with this exhibition, how long does it run?
It runs from, it opened on the 18th of August and it closes on the 16th of September.
Mm-hmm.
The people can go to the National Art Gallery at any time and look at the pieces that are on display. If they want to, they can buy the pieces that are still available. And on the 16th, the potters will then collect the unsold pieces and we will clear the exhibition area. Well, ours, we mainly have hobby potters.
Mm-hmm.
There are only a very few professional potters in Namibia. We've got a few studios that teach pottery, but you know, to sell pottery, it's like selling art. Mm-hmm. So it's not a shop where you can. We've got a stall at the Craft Centre
mm-hmm.
in Windhoek where a few of our potters have pieces on sale. The Potters Association is a non-profit organisation. We don't make any money out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And with, if we get in funds and we have fundraisers, that's always to get in potters to hold workshops, to also sponsor people who want to carry on learning or who cannot afford a membership, then we will assist those people. Or like a few potters that wanted to enter their work and don't have the funds to actually pay the fees,
mm-hmm.
then the Potters Association will come up for that fee for the people.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just think it's wonderful to see that there are so many enthusiastic potters still out there in Namibia. I wonder whether COVID had to do with it, that a lot of people are taking up pottery now. Mm. But there's absolutely beautiful stuff on display. So I encourage everybody to go and have a look. And if you are interested in doing pottery, look on our website, pan.iwe.na. And then you can find all the available teachers in Namibia, and they can take you forward to also learn a very, very and creative craft.
Now into our economic indicators, a total of 11 billion Namibian dollars worth of shares was traded on the NSX on Wednesday, with about 1.8 million worth of Angola, American PLC, and 24,000 worth of Mobile Telecommunications Limited on the home front. No EFTs were traded on Wednesday. Now, the market comments states that from the trading activity that took place, Angola American shares slumped as markets closed, as RMB BER confidence index declined from 42 index points to 39, and shares belonging to Mobile Telecommunications Limited were traded, resulting in the declined share price at closing. Now, into the local news, the country's largest or second largest universities is ushering a new regime, which will see students who do not meet the pass mark receiving marks to assist them to reach 50%. And that is what we are getting right there. I see France is ready to take over and take you through the Oshwambo news. But from me here in studio, it's goodbye. We'll see you again tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the business segment.
Hello, Namibia. Enderapa mwenate muyuni walela pei. Lelape onkaro ompu womafutiro nokuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodhi hoka tovuru okutuminako omatumwaraka goye agehe naangoka gopaipindi notaga dhanwa nokutulwa mombepo ethimbo olyo tuu ndyoka. Otovuru okuninga shike ko Lelape? Otovuru okutula omatumwaraka goye mombepo tolongitha oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka Imba nenge hoka ka Lelape, nenge utule moshifo sho The Villager niikwawo ya gwedhapo. Oto vuru okuninga omafutilo goye. Oto vuru ishe okutulako omatumwaraka goye giinima ya yooloka, ngaashi omatumwaraka golukodhi, omatumwaraka gomahiyo, omatumwaraka gomaharelo yambeko gomavalo, nomatumwaraka gokwaalukehe ngoka wa hala wu tseyithile oshigwana ashihe shomoNamibia, okuza owala poodola ndatu niithilinga itano metumwaraka kehe. Lelapay oha longo ngiini? Konga oka epa ko Lelapay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store, eto katura kakarekeli mongodhi yoye. Patulula o akaunta yoye oshali, eto tulamo omauthemba goye. Inda kokandjato koye kiimaliwa, eto tulako oshimaliwa, to udhitha shoka topulwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okutulamo omauthemba goye, hogolola kutya owa hala okulongitha ehangano nenge ovendaini, o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Longekidha etumwaraka joye, eto thindi mpoka pwa shangwa send, utume. Shampa watumu etumwaraka joye, otari tulwa ko Eagle FM, Imba, Lelapay nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokutulako ilongwa moyoye yokomake. Tumina inima yoye ko digital@malaite.com notai ulikwa meendelelo. Opo ukare wagudha kokaalandithi, tudhengela nena konora 081-309-633 nenge konora 081-328-3334 nonora yeli yaali. Lelapay yimonena nena. Tai adhika ko App Store noko Google Play Store.